But what does he mean by that?
What kind of message do I send?
Why are boys so annoying?
Finally, hooking you up with millennial dating advice. I'm your host, Heather Hopkins, and you're listening to The Hookup. Before we get this episode started, I just wanted to say a quick word and thank you guys for listening to my show. Oh, I cannot tell you how much it means to me knowing that you guys are supporting me and showing me love. I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. And I also wanted to say that I apologize for the sound at the beginning of this episode. I promise after the prank, it gets a lot better. So keep hanging on. Keep your eardrums all right. Just turn down your volume just a little bit. Okay, enjoy the show.
The Hookup with Corey.
Okay. Hey, guys, we are back for a new season of The Hookup with Heather Hopkins. And I have someone special in the studio. And guess what? We are doing an episode on We Are Never, Ever, Ever Getting Back Together.
Never, ever.
Well, maybe.
Sometimes.
All right, so we've all been there before where you break up and you say, we're never, ever, ever getting back together. And then, you know, something comes up and suddenly your brain's like, well, you know, maybe that could work, right?
Yeah, you convince yourself.
Yeah. So in this episode, we're going to be discussing if you go back to your ex, is it really worth all of that? Or should you just leave someone once and for all? And I have the perfect guest on this topic because he is the face of MTV's season 2 of X on the Beach and most famously known for his role on CBS Big Brother. I have Corey Brooks. He was on last season, as you guys remember, from Cray or Bay.
That was a good one.
Yes, that was a really good one.
A lot of Cray.
Did you guys remember my prank that I played on him where I told him I scaled
wall. She fooled me into thinking she was a crazy chick. Yeah.
And I tried to get him to agree with me that wasn't crazy. And he was like, Heather, yeah, no, that's crazy. That's a bay move.
That's a bay move. It was a bay move. Yeah. I loved it. I would have been like, she cares a lot for me.
That is so funny. Well, after that episode, I got an email, actually, that really? I wanted to share with everyone. And I'm the person listening. So I wanted to just play it on the air.
Okay. Yeah, you sent it to me.
I sent it to him. He has never heard it. But I was like, let's open it on the
show. We're doing this now.
So we got a voice memo, and I'm going to play it. Make sure. So let's just play it.
I don't know if I'm ready for this, man. It's a voice memo?
It's a voice memo.
Blackmail?
I don't know.
Is it a crazy chick?
I have no idea what this is about. I'm just gonna play it, and right. you can let us all know what this is about.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Okay, hold on. Is this on speaker? We gotta make sure.
Please.
Full volume. Okay.
It's like I'm in the Shaq of Secrets right now.
Here we go.
You know? Like, this is a Shaq of Secrets move.
Here we go.
Hey, Heather. So I've been listening to your podcast for a while now. It's so great. I love it.
It's great.
But I thought it was so funny that you had Corey on your show. So it's funny. I actually met him at the bungalow a couple months ago. And it was like so crazy because we like saw each other. We like hit it off. Like, he was being so sweet, and I was like, oh my god, like, he's different.
Sweet. I'm
like,
sweet.
I really just, like, I thought he was so different. And
I'm different.
So then
good.
Gotta be, he gotta be ought kissed to be number me
one.
And told me he was gonna call me and text me.
What?
I'm so excited.
This is a lie.
You're never heard from him again.
You're lying.
And I just want to know, like, oh, why would you put him on your show and make him seem like such a nice guy when he's just not a nice guy? Like, he just, like, does this to girls
alcohol.
All the time.
Alcohol, dude.
Because
don't judge me for the things that I did when I was drinking.
I just don't know what happened. I don't know what I did. So, yeah, I'd love to hear back. So, yeah, let me know. Keep up the podcast. It's super great. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Okay, Corey, why don't you just fill in on what the heck this is?
I don't know. I go to Bungalow all the time.
What is this?
I have no idea, Heather.
You really
Heather,
don't know.
Heather, I don't know who that is.
Do we believe him?
She kissed me.
But you told her
I'm the victim here. I don't know what happened. maybe I saw her.
Do you remember this at all?
No. No.
Really?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay, well, this, I didn't tell you, but season 3 is all about no games. So, just, like, it's fine. Just be straight up. Okay. What happened?
I don't know. I must have just been a bungalow, saw a cute girl. Maybe it was early. You know, like, when you go to a place early and you, like, get locked down, you're like, all right, like, we'll make out now. Why? We gotta spend the rest of the time here together? Maybe I was like, all right, I'll call you. Yeah. And maybe I forgot about her. It yeah. happened. I don't know. I feel bad.
You really don't remember at all?
No. Every time, it's bungalow. Who remembers their experiences at bungalow? Like, not 100%. I remember, like, 40%.
All right, Corey, guess what?
Stop.
I'm kidding.
Are you kidding me? I hate you. I don't know why you do this to me. You're, like, bringing, like, these realistic experiences that probably happened.
I'm
having PTSD because of that.
I just told you. Hey, Corey, remember when I pranked you and then I was like, oh, yeah, let me prank you again. I just pranked you again, back to back.
Heather. That's a good one. Honestly, that was a good one. Whoever was selling this message, right. It sounds like one of my...
That's my friend. I had her last night.
Previous ex-girlfriends.
I went over to her house, and I was like, all right, Jasmine, I'm going to need you to record something real quick
for me.
Oh, my
gosh. I think I met your friend, Jasmine. Have I met her?
Yeah, I think so.
I think I have. Oh,
good
my...
Good stuff, guys. We got him again.
Queen of pranking.
Yes.
The boys.
Every episode.
Oh, my
God. All right, so should we get into the real stuff?
Yeah.
Well, who knows if it's going to be real. Maybe I'm going to prank him again.
Real stuff where I'm not making out and ghosting chicks. Because I don't do that.
Never.
Mama did not teach me to do that.
I'm like... Oh, my gosh. Okay, so... So, Corey... So, let's get into the episode. So, Corey is from Dallas, Texas, right?
Yep. Southern boy. New kid on the block.
So, you ride a cow to school, right?
Oh, yeah, I ride the cows. Yep. You gotta herd the cattle, you know, yes. before school.
But now you live in L.A., and yeah. even more, he lives in, like, the cutest... place here, Santa Monica. Yeah. Now I'm jealous.
Yeah.
We got a trash bin that just came in. Let's pause.
Well, bam. All
right. So as I was saying, after the trash man interrupted us.
Picking up our exes.
Exactly.
We got to do the thing.
But then we might want them back. So maybe.
Hold on.
Maybe recycle
we
them.
We had to run downstairs and stop them. Just, hey, let it go. let them free.
Exactly. All right, so basically, since we live in L.A., you
they
know...
They say one man's trash is another man's treasure, so maybe we...
It's true. I mean, we're all a piece of trash that we might get picked up, you know, by the right person.
Yeah.
Wow.
Diamond in a rough.
Life realization, know? We're all a piece of trash.
We're all trash.
We're all trash.
In our own unique ways.
It's true. All right, so as I was saying, being in L.A., you know, it's slim pickings out here. It's pretty hard to find a good, genuine relationship, like
right.
a good person.
Yeah, someone with good intentions.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's just the dating scene here is not... It's not good. I thought I expected better. You
right?
You know what I'm saying?
You're like all the hottest people are here.
Yeah.
But all the hottest people come with the biggest problem.
They do. They have major issues.
They do.
Not me, but I mean.
Not him. Obviously not him.
Big issue guy.
You know, because we're here, and then we come usually from not here. A lot of people are not from here.
Right.
We're a lot more prone to go back to our old relationships because they're comfortable, they had good people. Like,
yeah.
You know, those people, now you have a new appreciation for your exes.
Right.
Because now you get here and you're like, well, snap, this is awful out here.
Yeah, I know. It makes you realize what you had, I guess.
I know.
Even though what you had might not have been that great, it looks better now.
Exactly. So that's what this whole episode is going to be about. If you know, that's a good thing or a bad thing. Well,
yeah.
We're going to find out. But first, I have a new segment for this season called... Wrinkle wisdom. So I'm gonna need you to turn on your old man voice.
How wrinkly? You know, wrinkles in my family
I'm never gonna have wrinkles.
Yeah, my parents are like 60 and they don't have wrinkles yet.
We don't do wrinkles in LA.
No, not like a little bit, like nothing, you know.
No, Botox
can't fix.
No. But like, hypothetically, our unwrinkled, wrinkled self.
Wrinkled. Okay, so a little wrinkly.
So this segment, I'm going to need you to drop your wisdom to your 16-year-old self in love.
Okay.
In the love department. So I'm going to need you to get on your rocking chair right now, okay? I'm going to need you to turn on your old man voice. And I'm going to and dizzy.
I know. I'm like, uh-oh. A little nauseous here.
Wait, let's not do this. It's going to give me seasick. All right.
We'll chill.
So, okay. Give your 16-year-old self love advice. All right. You know?
If I'm an old man.
But in your old man.
If I'm an old man, I'm like, hey, listen here, boy.
Yeah.
You know, go back yonder and shake that tree in the backyard and 100 beautiful women will fall out. But only one of them will be worth your time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
I love it. 100 beautiful women, only one will be worth your time.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of, in LA, I feel like there's so many beautiful people. Okay, that is true. We do have beautiful people here.
Yeah.
But every guy.
Worth your time?
I mean, I talked to some guys. I was like, yeah, I get it. Like, I get why no one wants to settle down. They're like, but Heather, yes, they're beautiful. But then you get to having a conversation and it's just
and
like.
It's just not there.
Meh.
Yeah.
And that's what's hard to find.
It's not a beautiful conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. Isn't it? But yeah, that's what I would tell myself, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes we see things for what they appear and instead of, you know.
So what does that mean? You're going to keep going after the beautiful one in hopes that one of them's going to be the one?
Yeah, maybe.
Or are you, are you saying you're going to take a chance maybe people who you might not see on the outside, it might not be, like, what are you saying by that?
Yeah, honestly, I just want to, like, connect with somebody through, you know, conversation and, you know, their values and get to know them. You know, honestly, I'm just at the point where instead of, like, you know, trying to date beautiful women, I want to be friends with everybody and get to know people and then date a friend or someone that I have genuinely grown to love. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, love and first sight is, you know, I get it. Like, you can fall in love with someone very easily, like, first glance. But I think that, like, the longevity of relationships depends more on just that.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. So going off that, a little birdie told me that you're trying to find Mrs. Brooks in 2019.
Miss Brooks, where you at?
Where you at?
Yeah.
Are you really?
I'm on a mission.
Come on, Corey, are you really?
Listen, I mean, you know, I moved to LA. I was like, I want to have fun. Not really looking for anything serious. Uh-huh. You know, I'm 28. Don't, you know, like, 28, but...
What is that?
I don't know. You know, my parents are, I think you knew this. My parents are high school sweethearts.
Uh-huh.
I think yours are, y'all been together.
I've been together for 25 years.
A long year. We talked about that. But, you know, my parents are just, you know, when are we going to have little Corys? Not that they're, like, pressuring me, but, like, I'm like, okay, it's probably time to get a girlfriend. Like, I would be cool with having a girlfriend right now. Yeah, I would actually love to have, like, a sidekick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'm getting there. Like,
okay.
You know, 2019 is my year. You know,
according to research, 28 is the year that guys typically they lock in on finding the one.
Really?
Girls is 25, guys is 28.
Yeah. Really? 25?
You're at the year.
Wow, I'm at my year. Man.
Yeah, 25 for girls. That's when they find the one and then they, you know, date for a bit.
Right.
But that's the typical
age. I've got to find the girl first.
Yeah.
You know?
So, we're going to talk about that. according to research, by the age of 21, you'll have met your soulmate. So, you know, what do you think about this? Do you think that Mrs. Brooks could be an ex?
Where's this research coming from? Where are these studies? These old studies? I'm a millennial. I want new studies.
I don't remember the source, but it was
okay,
a good one.
Okay.
Because the thought process is, okay, by the time you're 28, you found the one, so that means typically by the time you're 21 that you probably have met them.
Whether it's, you know,
through child, wherever, you probably have met them somehow by 21.
So have I met the one?
Yeah, do you think?
Man, I don't know.
I don't know.
You know, like right now I can't say yes because there's no one, like, on my mind.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously the person that I want to be with needs to be on my mind constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no one really on my mind constantly. So for that reason, I have to say I don't know that.
You don't think, yeah. You know? Do you think you maybe have someone that you'd want, like, you weren't in the space to fully open the door or, like, fully go all in? Or do you think there's someone that you might revisit?
Yeah, it could be that, too. I mean, convenient and it actually happening is a big thing, too.
Yeah.
You know, like, I might know them, but they might live in Texas. No, but seriously, I don't know. It just timing is obviously a big factor, too. So maybe I do know them, and it's just, like, hasn't clicked yet.
Yeah.
I feel like timing is huge. Because right now, I feel like I'm not really, like, the best girl to date because I have so much going on. And I don't really give the attention that some people maybe deserve. And they'll, like, I feel like I've met some guys recently that, like, they're, like, treating me amazing. And then I'm just, like, the sucky person.
I know. It's tough.
So maybe down the line, I'd be like, okay, let's revisit them when I'm a good person.
And then when you revisit them, they're like, oh, I've got stuff going on. It could be a different way.
I don't know. Yeah. But I'm thinking maybe, especially with the careers that we've chosen, they're always crazy. And it's like...
Exactly, yeah.
It's everything is just a little crazy where we're not necessarily the people that...
Mm.
I mean, I don't know, but I'm speaking for myself, actually. Yeah. Maybe he's perfect. Yeah. I know for me, I'm not, like, the best girl. Like, I can't be the best girlfriend right now. I know that.
Right, yeah. So, which it's good that you can admit that.
Yes,
you know?
Yes. So I think maybe down the line I could revisit some people.
Like, you know that one day you will be the world's greatest girlfriend.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I am when it's time.
Yeah, exactly.
When it's time.
Exactly,
but,
yeah.
Nah, I'm 22 and I'm having fun.
She's feeling 22 and not feeling like a girlfriend. She's feeling like Taylor Swift.
Exactly. T-Swift is our she's like our theme of this episode.
Love T-Swift.
Everything
T-Swift
can relate back to T-Swift songs.
Yeah.
So what kind of things are you looking for in a girl? If you don't think you've necessarily found her yet, what do you think it is that you are looking for?
You know, I mean, it sounds like someone a lot like me that is just, you know, in the week, like, I don't,
someone
you know,
like
but
me.
This happens a lot in LA specifically. They're like, hey, you want to go out and drink tonight? Yeah. And I'm like, tonight's Tuesday, you know, like, no, I've got stuff I got to get up and do tomorrow.
Yeah,
you know, like if you drink on a Tuesday night, it's
wait for me.
Out, like, thank you, next,
X.
You know, X, like,
thank you.
Yeah, like, if you're not, like, you know,
hustling,
yeah, if you're not keeping up, honestly, at this point, I just want someone to not bring me down, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We've talked about this too before, like, I don't want anyone to, like, even make me better, I'm happy, like, I'm not looking for that, I'm just looking for someone that can just keep up, I guess, and not bring me down, and can just be there for the, you know, things that I need, you know, like, you know, I want to focus on love and not partying and social scene, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I actually had a realization over break that my friend was like, Heather, maybe, you know, because I always was like, I want someone who betters me, who challenges me.
Right.
And she's like, well, maybe you're looking at it the wrong way. She's like, because you already, like, kill yourself on your career. Like, you already are doing everything. Like, you need someone who is going to bring you more relaxation, bring you more
the things that you
fun,
like.
Adventure. And I was like, wow. And
yeah.
I guess you always think of, like, bettering and challenging as, like, a tangible, like, do they make me more productive?
Exactly.
I'm going to make...
You can't depend on them to make you successful.
Exactly.
You know, like, just...
She's like, Heather, you already have that in yourself, so find someone who is going to, like...
Fill the gaps.
Yeah. And she's like, maybe you're looking at it wrong. I'm like, you are so right.
Maybe no, it's so true, though.
I just had an aha moment of a break, and that was it.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's a great aha moment.
But it definitely made me, like, this is why this episode kind of worked out well, because I was like... Wow, I really just shot down some of my exes because I was like, oh, nope, they don't know what they want.
Yeah, they don't know what they want. Right, which it shouldn't be, I mean.
But it shouldn't be like where I'm, you know, where's your business plan? You don't have one?
Right.
Bye-bye.
I know, which.
That's not right.
Yeah, it's not right, but at the same time, it's obviously a concern. I mean, it's something to take into account. It's not everything, but it is like, I mean, what are you doing? You know, again, it goes back to what are you doing tomorrow morning? And we can't drink tonight, you know?
Like, yeah.
Let's chill.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Be prepared for tomorrow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I just had that realization, and then it made me go, should I reconsider some people?
Yeah.
Was I too harsh?
Was you too harsh? You probably were.
I'm a pretty.
You probably
person.
Were. It's okay.
I'm always
teach
like,
them some lessons.
Because I want
Heather.
The best for people. I'm like, come on, rise up.
Right. Yeah.
Like, let's do this.
From the hookup with Heather to the lesson with Heather to disciplining these boys.
I've literally like dated people. I'm like, let's put together a business plan. Let's do this. Like, because I want the. It's,
but that's
it's
different
all,
too. I like that. You know, I would like that.
Yeah, but it's weird because it you want to. It's like there's a fine line where you have to let people do their thing.
Right. You do.
But then if they're doing nothing. I personally, I'm just like, I just love people, and I'm like, you have so much potential, let's go!
Right,
like,
yeah.
So
I
that's
know.
Where, you know, there's always that. Ugh.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, whatever. let's see, let's talk about deal breakers and points of concern when in a relationship. What was the reason that you did break up with exes?
You know, like, From, like, the show or just from, like, in general?
From whatever you want to share.
Man, breakups. You know, insecurities.
Like what? What was, like, what was that
insecurities
point?
And there always being, like, a problem. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, there should, you know, I feel like I would wake up and I would, like, have to walk on eggshells. You know, like, we'd go to the gym and I need to, like, keep my head down. You know, like.
What do you mean by that?
Insecurities or just, like.
Oh, you couldn't, like, talk to other people?
Right. I can't, like, just that's be myself hard. Around people. You know, like, yeah. I had to be all about them instead of just, you know, yeah. like. It's not like that. You know, people. My ex would get insecure, I think, you know.
Yeah.
Not because, like, of me, but just because of, you know, I don't know. They worry about stuff.
Yeah.
My
yeah.
exes would. They yeah. just would. But. Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know.
Was there anything that, like, broke that trust, or is that just...
No.
It just was there...
Their previous yeah. relationships, I think, yeah. just, like, you know, they had yeah. some baggage.
Yeah.
They needed to, like, let go.
Baggage. Is everyone...
Gotta love those chicks with the baggage.
The you baggage know?
Luckily, we got Gucci bags.
Hey! You just go with the best one-liners. Yo, we got the Gucci bags
We got the
up
Gucci bags, yeah. These exes are carrying Target bags.
Yeah.
Which, nothing wrong with Target. I love Target chicks.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I think the foundation of it, like, for me, what's so important is trust.
Yeah.
Trust and respect at the core of a
right.
relationship. Because
there can be,
if you don't
yeah.
trust, if I have to go back and forth, like, oh, I'm going here, and I have to be, like, have someone keeping tab, it does
right.
not work for me.
Yeah.
I will go crazy. That's me.
Yeah.
I have to have that trust there. I'm like, yeah, have fun with your friends. Like, I'll see
yeah.
you when you get home, yo.
Yeah, full
like,
send.
You have to, that's so important.
It really is. Trust is, like, the biggest thing. Like, if you can't trust your best friend, then, like, what are we doing?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That's my thing that I'm for sure looking for is just my best friend.
Yeah,
I mean, your
exactly.
best friend, you know, it's like you adore them. It's just there's the trust there, and
yeah.
you don't have to question everything. It's like, I trust
yeah,
you because
never.
I love you to death.
Right.
And I trust your judgment, and
right.
I know that you wouldn't hurt me because I wouldn't hurt. Like,
yeah.
it's just, there's just a
You should
mutual...
never have to worry about that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Easy. Like, undisputed, like,
uh-huh.
for sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I completely agree. What about, so what's some other reasons besides insecurities that you've broken up with people?
Man, I mean, that's probably the biggest one, but
yeah.
again, like, you know, I guess, you know, again, it goes back to, like, what are they doing in the week? Like, what are they doing with their lives? You know, like, Tuesday night they want to drink. I, you know, again,
mm-hmm.
I don't like people that go out and drink on Tuesday nights, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like,
yeah.
I can't do that.
Yeah.
Like, just because you can, like, and it would... You know, like, the only time we might have this week, like, let's spend it together on, like, quality time instead
yeah, of course.
Socializing with more and
yeah.
more people. You know, just, that's a big deal breaker to me. Man, I feel like that, like, when I think about it, I'm not, like, picky, but I am pickier, like, when it comes down
to
it,
for
you know?
Sure am. I'm trying to be less picky. A little
yeah.
less, in a way.
Yeah.
I'm trying to look at things for more of exactly what, like, the present,
right.
and exactly
right.
what they're, instead of going too much, like, but they don't know what they're doing with their
right.
life. What's this gonna happen?
Yeah. Well, hey, oh, I forgot to tell you about this. I had a second... Oh, I didn't have a second date recently. I almost had a second date recently.
Okay,
I had a great first date. It was
okay.
dope. And we talked about having a second date, and I was
uh-huh.
like, yeah, like, this chick was dope. First
yeah.
date was great. Like,
yeah.
second date, let's do it. And she got off, you know, work pretty late, like, you know, 8 o'clock. She's like, hey, I'll be over in a little bit.
Yeah.
She's like, honestly, I'm really tired, so, like, we don't have to do anything crazy for a second date.
Yeah.
Said, okay, cool. Like, we'll do something chill. Like,
yeah.
let's go to the Grove, walk around, and figure out something to do.
Yeah.
And she was like, you're going to take me to a mall on a second date? And I was like, yeah, like, the Grove is, like, dating heaven. Like, you can't go wrong with
it. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's Christmassy.
She absolutely did not like the Grove, was against it, was appalled that I would suggest going to the Grove.
And you're like, okay, not second date.
Yeah.
Just redo.
Yeah, and I mean, it just shows a lot about her. I'm like,
yeah.
you can't be happy with the Grove, then... Again, like, you know, there's not going to be a second date at this point. But I almost had it. I almost had that second date.
What on earth?
Yeah, man. Isn't that crazy?
That is really odd. Like, why does it matter? You just want to hang out. You just want to see the person. If
right.
you know you're into it. Yeah.
But again, like, why did she even have to bring it up? Why don't just go on the date and see how it
yeah,
goes?
Yeah, exactly.
And then she can take into account.
Okay,
like,
it's one thing
do
if
I
you
want
were
a
like,
guy that's going to take me to the Grove? And she can keep that to herself. But
yeah.
like, she doesn't have to
It's one thing if you were like, hey,
like
come
that.
Into my bedroom and let's watch
yeah.
a Netflix movie on my laptop. Like,
yeah.
that's, that,
yeah.
then I'd be like, okay, no.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Let's go to the Grove and let's, like, see Christmas and
right,
lights and
there, exactly.
We'll go with the flow.
Yeah.
What on earth?
What on earth? It was crazy. I couldn't believe it.
Not your girl.
No, absolutely. Obviously. But I found out just like that, you know? I mean,
yeah.
That's all it took.
No.
Deal breaker.
Deal breaker.
Done. Canceled.
I think a lot of times what it comes down to for points of concern is like, I don't see it going long term. And I'm like, I'm not going to waste. I mean, I take like boyfriend, girlfriend, like not that I'm like trying to get married anytime soon,
yeah,
but
yeah.
it's more, why waste my time if right. I'm not going to see, if there's not that future there.
Right. Exactly.
Why don't I just be single?
I know. Why don't you enjoy your own journey instead of like just piggybacking on somebody else and, you know, again, it comes down to don't weigh me down. Like I want to live my years out and have fun instead of worrying about certain things or having relationship issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
So do you think any of those are reconcilable points? Like if a girl is insecure, do you think, let's say you broke up with someone, she was insecure, do you think you're like, now you could be like, oh, I could go back and make it work?
Yeah. I mean, I think that a lot of people feel that way and deal with insecurities for so long because you know it's just because they care. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I don't think that they're being malicious about it. They just want to be good enough and they don't want to worry about anyone. They want you to themselves, which is, like, understandable. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, there's a way to deal with insecurities. And I think that, you know, my exes, they didn't deal with insecurities the right way.
Yeah.
You know?
True. That's very, very true.
It's about how you handle it.
So, when did you know that you had to end things with people? Did you ever, what certain things set you off to be like, nope, not doing it, bye-bye?
Yeah.
Like, okay, so the mall is a great example of a nope.
Yeah, yeah, nope. Man, you know, I guess one of my exes actually, you know, she was, you know, we were all out, and she would literally, like, lay across me. Like, if there's girls around, she would literally lay across me.
What?
And just, like, like, claim me. She was literally claiming me. Like, claiming her territory. And I was like, what are you doing?
What do you mean, lay it? Like, you would be at a restaurant, she'd be like...
I would be like, no, we'd be, like, out at a club, and we'd be, like, at a, you know, one of those booths where you, like, sit on top, and she would just, like, nope, mine. You know, like, full,
she's like...
She's
like the dog who's, like...
I was like,
puts
what are you doing?
You and you're like, what?
Yeah, and I was like, just relax, like... And she was like, well, I can't, there's no more room over here. I'm like, well, just sit, like, right over there. You know, like, there's just... Like, we don't have to sit right next to each other, because I got, we have friends here, you know?
Yeah.
Or, like, even going to the bathroom, I'm like, you know, I gotta go to the bathroom. Oh, I'm coming too. Why?
Whoa.
You know, why do you have to come to the bathroom? You don't even have to go to the bathroom. I know you don't, you know? You're literally just chasing me to the bathroom to make sure nothing happens.
Yeah, so that was a nope for you.
No, I'm like,
just
no. No, I'm not gonna have...
The insecurity of...
I don't need a... I already have a shadow. I don't want another one. You know?
Another one-liner, folks.
I don't need another one. No, thank you. Yeah. I don't put them on leashes, you know? Like,
I agree.
Yeah.
Let them run free.
Be free, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. You do you, I'll do me, and it'll all work out.
Uh-huh. That's the best relationships. When
I
it's
know,
just like,
man.
Yo, we do our things, and then we look at each other, we're obsessed with each other.
Yeah.
Right?
I know. Like, it's okay to be obsessed with me, but like...
Yeah, but like, do your thing, I do my thing, and then we...
Exactly. Like, don't follow me to the bathroom.
No. Even when someone's like... Even, like, girls do that all the time. They're like, we have to go to, like, let's all go to the bathroom. I'm like, but I don't have to go. And they're like, you're coming with me.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to go alone. I'm like, it's the bathroom.
Yeah.
What's it? Was there monsters? Like, just go. I don't have to go.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what if I'm at this table and, like, if you're making me go to the bathroom and we leave, what if, you know, LeBron James shows up? Then I miss my chance to meet LeBron James. Now what? Are you just because you had to go to the bathroom?
For the sake of pee?
Yeah.
No. No.
I'm not missing out on that, you know?
I'm with you.
Yeah.
You go to the bathroom on your own time.
I know. I'm not waiting. Like, that's one of my resolutions this year. I'm not waiting on people. Like, if as soon as someone said, can you wait? No, I'm not waiting.
No.
Just not waiting. No. You can either catch up or you can just, I mean, make it work, you know? Like, I'm not waiting, though.
Yeah. Love it. So in conclusion, you know, we got to wrap this thing up. These people don't have that long of attention spans.
I know. Dang. Some people do.
We might get some more, you know, voice memos sent in by
next time. I know. I was about to say your girl. She,
my gosh.
I know.
Corey's just causing trouble on my podcast.
Yeah, golly. All these chicks.
So, should you get back with an ex? What do you think? You think it's a good idea?
Man, you know, I've gone back to exes so many times. I feel like I can't say no because you have to explore those options, you know? Yeah. Like, if you do feel comfortable and you think you can make it work and, like, you got to listen to your heart overall, you know? I'm like, if you think it could work, like, why not try it out?
Yeah.
But, you know, you don't want to, like, keep delaying it, you know, like, I mean, sometimes
I think
you just
if it's
gotta,
on your mind, just go.
You just gotta move on. You gotta move on at some point, but you gotta know when that point is.
Yeah. Well, I think also if it's on your, if it's like taking over your mind, like, oh, yeah, this person, just go explore. Yeah. Oh, quick, the worst thing, it just doesn't work out again. Like, yeah, whatever.
I know. I'm all about like second chances, but not like 13th, 14th, 15th chances. Yeah. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at that point, I feel like you should have some answers yourself, in your mind on exactly what it is.
But that,
I think,
but that's what dating's for, is figuring out what you want. You
exactly. So I think since, you know, this episode is called We Are Never, Ever, Ever Getting Back Together, well, maybe we should have like a little dance session, right?
Oh, are we dancing?
Absolutely. We have to play the song. Like, it's going to be stuck in everyone's head, so we may as well just cap out the episode. Like, all right, hold on, guys.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. If you guys enjoyed the show, please show your love by leaving a review on iTunes. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I hope that you have the most amazing week.